Hello, happy Hanukkah. This is another installment of Hanukkah Minutes. It's been great hearing from many of you about the difference that this has made to your Hanukkah, and I've appreciated the feedback as well as suggestions for how it can be improved to be even more meaningful. I'd like to refer back to one concept that we started developing in a specific way a couple of installments ago, and that is looking at the aspect of Lahodos u'Lahalel, giving praise and giving thanks to God. And we talked about developing ourselves as people who offer thank you authentically by practicing thanking people and thanking Hashem for all kinds of things, for the miracles and for the benefits and for the goodness that is provided to us, and just noting that and getting in the groove, so to speak, of saying thank you. There's another aspect of Lahodos u'Lahalel, acknowledgement and praise, which is developed in Hasidic sources, and I'd like to focus on that for a minute and give you a practical suggestion as to how this can work in our lives as we observe Hanukkah. To appreciate this, we need to realize that each human being is considered to be like a miniature mikdash, a miniature temple or sanctuary. When Hashem says, "Va'asu li mikdash b'shachanti b'socham," they shall make for me a mikdash, a place of holiness, and I shall dwell in their midst. The sources say that that also refers to making a sanctuary in each person, and I shall dwell in them. So we are each a holy temple. And when we talk about the Greeks defiling the temple and defiling the vessels, we're talking about the influence of Greek thought and Greek attitudes, not only on the physical temple in Yerushalayim, but also we're talking about their influence on our mikdash, the personal miniature mikdash that each one of us is, and attitudes and perspectives on life and on the world around us and on Hashem himself invade our mikdash and contaminate it. And so one of the responsibilities that a Jew has is to purify his own temple or her own temple, and to make sure that all the vessels in the temple are rededicated for a service of holiness. When the Greeks defiled vessels, if we take it in this vein, we could say that the Greeks provided a source of contamination for the vessels that we use in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One of the holy vessels, one of the clay shares, one of the vessels that is used in the temple is the mouth. And on Hanukkah, we are supposed to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu by using the mouth through Lahodos u'Lahalel, through offering Al HaNisim and through offering Hallel, and as we pointed out earlier, through actually developing an attitude of Al HaNisim and an attitude of Hallel throughout our existence. So, if we want to really offer Hallel and Hodah properly, we would want to purify the vessel that's going to do that. We would like to keep it clean. So Hanukkah provides an opportunity for us to rededicate our temple and to rededicate the vessels in the temple, to purify them, to cleanse them from the contaminants that would minimize their ability to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's interesting that there's a relationship between control of one's mouth and light. There's a famous statement of the sages. Sages say, "Kol rega verega she'adam chosein piv," every single moment that a person controls his mouth, "zocha le'or haganuz," he merits hidden light, meaning special radiance from Hashem that is not easily available in the world, that has been put away, reserved for the righteous. When a person controls his or her mouth, he merits that hidden light. That hidden light is the light of the Hanukkah menorah. That's the light of sanctity. That's the light of the presence of the Shekhinah. And when we control our mouths, and when we dedicate our mouths to be used in holy and constructive ways, when we become cognizant of the fact that our mouths are actually vessels that have to be used properly and that could, God forbid, be used improperly, at that moment we regain control of our mouths and we can actually use them in the temple that each of us is. So one practical suggestion is just to, during these days of Hanukkah, to get into the practice of mouth control and mouth dedication. Mouth control is obvious. Just closing one's mouth rather than saying things which are either sarcastic or bitter or negative or complaining or that put other people down or that criticize or certainly that defame other people or just give a negative impression about other people. That control itself, as we said, helps a person see Or HaGana as a hidden light. But also dedicating the mouth towards more tefillah, to more careful tefillah, to Torah study, using it in sacred ways, actually utter the words of Torah, saying Tehillim, davening more carefully, or offering words of chesed, words of love, words of endearment, words of appreciation to others. And in so doing, we're dedicating the holy vessel of our temple. That would be a powerful tool that we could take out of Hanukkah that would serve us the entire year. Happy Hanukkah.